It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her always busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week, and we thank you so much for bringing by a new four-legged friend. Thank you so much for bringing by Zippo this week.
Thank you so much, as always, for having us. We're excited to introduce everyone to Zippo. He is a very handsome two-year-old dog who is a red-nosed pitty and yellow lab cross, and he's only about 2 years old.
You can see photos of Zippo and find out more about him on our website at northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week, and you can see one of the biggest smiles you maybe have ever seen for any dog or cat, four-legged friend we've ever had here on the show with Zippo. So go check it out. It doesn't play on the radio. Terry, you mentioned he's a handsome red-nosed pitty and yellow lab mix. In my experience, those pitties, they are, sometimes they get a bad rap. But as we've had in previous Pet of the Weeks and in my own personal experience, the only rap they get is for being too loving sometimes. And that sounds like that's the case with Zippo as well.
It is the case with Zippo. This boy is a sweetheart through and through, and he has the most adorable, just happy-go-lucky personality. He's playful. His favorite game is tug-of-war, so he's always up to playing a game of tug-of-war, and he just loves everyone he meets.
I mean, honestly, you know, in my experience, pitties are like that. Labs are also like that. When you say he's mixed like that, he kind of got the best of those happy worlds.
He did. He got the best of the happy gene on both sides. And it shines through in him. He's just, you can't meet him and not fall in love with him.
Terry, what kind of forever home situation do you think Zippo would ask for? I imagine being a loving guy, he also has a lot of play in him as well.
He does. He has a lot of play left in him. And if he could tell us what he'd like in a home, I think he'd ask for a home where he'd have a best friend or pal that would just spend a lot of time with him. He'd love, of course, to have a securely fenced backyard where he could go out and play. And then he could maybe come back inside and curl up on a bed of his own and snore contentedly for you. He loves children, although since he is big and full of play, we do suggest they be a little older so he doesn't bowl them over with love. And Zippo's other qualification he would ask for in a home is he'd like a person who gives him good belly rubs, because he absolutely loves to roll over on his back and have you rub his belly.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Zippo or possibly take that next step, how do they get in contact with the shelter?
They can give us a call. Our number is 660-359-2700.
And once again, you can head online to our website at northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week to check out photos of Zippo, find out more, and again, check out that big old smile that boy has. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our show this week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for all your hard work and joining us on Pet of the Week. And hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Zippo a forever home.
Thank you again so much for letting us introduce everyone to Zippo. He is just the sweetest boy ever, and we can't wait for him to find his home.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.